Good afternoon. In Idaho, suicide is a major public health problem. In 2015, Idaho had the fifth highest suicide rate in the U.S. A comprehensive suicide prevention approach is needed. Little is known about local communities with high suicide rates and their characteristics. Identifying such communities will help in public health planning and targeting prevention efforts. Currently, Idaho suicide data are reported at the county level. This map shows age-adjusted suicide rate by county over 5 years. Counties having the highest suicide rates are shown in the darkest shading. Suicide rate variation within each county are not captured. Our goal was to answer two questions. Are suicides clustered in Idaho? If yes, what are the characteristics of areas with suicide clusters that could be used to determine where prevention resources would best be directed? Using a retrospective ecological study design, we investigated suicides that occurred during 2010 through 2014. We analyzed data at the census block group level highlighted in this table. We defined a spatial cluster of suicide as a geographical area with a statistically significant higher rate of suicide than expected compared with the remaining geographical areas in the state. We obtained data on suicides from death certificates. We used the U.S. Census for population estimates and used the American Community Survey for community-level characteristics. Data sources covered the period during 2010 through 2014. We geocoded physical residential addresses as reported in death certificates. 98.5% of addresses were matched to a census block group ID. We excluded the suicides that did not have a census block group ID. We completed cluster analysis using SetScan, a free software that analyzes spatial, temporal, and space-time data using SetScan statistics to identify clusters. I will explain briefly how SetScan works. Recall that individual addresses were geocoded to the census block group level. This is a map of all 963 census block groups in Idaho. In our set scan analysis, each census block group was represented by a centroid. The centroid is the geographical center of the census block group. For this tutorial, I will use three dots to represent the centroids of only three census block groups. The standard purely spatial scan statistic imposes a circular window in the map. The window is in turn centered in each of several possible centroids positioned throughout the study area. Watch the upper left window as its radius increases continuously in size, increases from zero to the default upper limit in set scan. A larger circle will include sets of neighboring locations. In each set scan run, set scan creates an increasing number of distinct circles. Each circle is a possible candidate cluster. Unfortunately, the animation didn't work. Sorry. For each location and size of the scanning window, SetScan computes the expected number of suicides within the candidate clusters as proportional to its population size adjusted for sex and age. Based on observed and expected suicides, SetScan computes the relative risk. Based on that, SetScan computes the likelihood ratio by comparing risk within the scanning window to outside the window. The scanning window with the highest likelihood ratio is a window that has the highest probability of containing a suicide cluster. Subsequently, Monte Carlo simulations are used to evaluate the statistical significance of the likelihood ratio of each window. We use 999 Monte Carlo simulations in each SetScan run. To identify spatial clusters of suicide, we use discrete Poisson model, purely spatial with no time component, adjusted for sex and age. SetScan detected a significant spatial cluster of suicide when all ages were included but not in the two age subgroups. SetScan identified a most likely cluster and 9 secondary clusters. For each identified cluster, 1 through 10, SetScan provided the number of census block groups, population size, number of observed suicides, expected number of suicides, relative risk, likelihood ratio, and p-value. For example, the most likely cluster, or cluster number 1, included 25 census block groups with a total population of 30,405. There were 54 suicides compared with expected suicides of 28, yielding a relative risk of 1.9. Cluster 1 was identified as the most likely cluster as it had the highest likelihood ratio among clusters and a p-value less than 0.05. Based on programmatic considerations, we selected the first two clusters shown in the rectangle for further analysis. This map shows the 10 identified clusters. The two selected clusters are shown in red and the remaining 8 clusters are in blue. As shown by the arrows, the two selected clusters were identified in southeast and northeast Idaho. To characterize areas with identified spatial clusters, we ran logistic regression models. The dependent variable indicated whether a census block group was in a cluster or not. The independent variables included characteristics of census block groups. These characteristics capture social integration and social deprivation dimensions that could be plausibly related to suicide. In univariable analyses, these characteristics of census block groups were significantly associated with being in a suicide cluster with p-value less than 0.05. Communities with suicide clustering were more likely to have higher proportions of females, American Indians or Alaska Natives, never married persons, and persons in poverty, and lower proportions of persons with less than high school education. The communities with suicide clustering had populations with younger median age and lower median household income. To identify the most important characteristics related to suicide clustering, we included these significant characteristics in a multivariable model. As highlighted, only community characteristics related to sex, age, race, marital status, and education remained statistically significant in the multivariable model. In summary, we identified spatial clusters of suicide in Idaho at the census block group level. Subsequently, we characterized the census block groups in these two clusters. Communities with suicide clustering had a unique demographic and socioeconomic profile. As a goal of our study was not to investigate causation, such a unique profile should be viewed as a potential way to capture an environmental context that's conducive to suicide rather than a direct cause of suicide clustering. For each census block group, we obtained predicted probability of being in a spatial cluster of suicide. The predicted probabilities could be used to rank census block groups for public health planning and priority setting. Our study had a number of limitations. First, errors in death certificates could have led to misclassification and hence underreporting of suicides. Missing address information resulted in incomplete G-coding. However, this was only true in less than 2%. Finally, we didn't have information on length of residence in decedent's home, thus we could not examine how long a community profile may have influenced persons who died by suicide within clusters. Our findings were shared with the newly established Idaho Suicide Prevention Program. The program plans to target suicide prevention efforts to the area around the southeast clusters we identified. I would like to thank my collaborators for their help and my supervisor for their feedback and support. Thank you.